According to the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, an aggressive fungal disease called wheat rust is making further advances in Europe, Africa, and Asia. Wheat rust can cause crop losses of up to 100% in untreated susceptible wheat, and wheat is a source of food and livelihoods for over 1 billion people in developing countries, says the food agency. But to elaborate more on this is FAO plant pathologist Fazil Dusuncelli. Mr. Dusuncelli, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
So what areas are currently being affected in these regions and to what extent?
Well, in current period, there are two separate issues. One, stem rust of wheat, and the other is yellow rust issue. Just to clarify the current situation, for the stem rust, a new race has been identified in Sicily. Predictions indicate it can indeed develop further in Sicily, and from there it can spread to North Africa and to Adriatic and further east in the Mediterranean basin. That is the worry. So this is the new threat for the Mediterranean basin. And the other issue is the yellow rust. The yellow rust is very well established disease in the Near East, North Africa, in Europe also, West Asia, Central Asia, South Asia, East Africa. It's a widely spread disease and the primary concern in these regions.
What's being done to combat the disease?
These findings are kind of early warnings for next year and for the years afterwards. CIMIT from Ethiopia, in collaboration with ICARDA and Aarhus University, it was possible to detect these new races. So this is an extremely valuable information and warning for these regions. So the countries would need to strengthen their monitoring surveillance efforts. They should prepare their emergency plans, contingency plans. They should also make an effort in their research systems to evaluate their current varieties' performances, reactions against these races. That's very, very crucial. For all that, of course, international collaboration is indeed essential.
Mr. Dusuncelli, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.